Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Why I Stay, the podcast where we celebrate the educators who keep showing up, no matter the chaos, no matter the coffee shortages. I'm your host, Laron Martin, and today we're diving into another teacher's story about why they stick around in this wild and wonderful world of education. All right, today we have a special guest who took the scenic route to the classroom. She started off as a school counselor, but made the jump to special education because apparently she likes a challenge. Everyone meet Chelva.
Hello, I'm Chelva, and I'm so excited to be here.
All right, Chelva, let's hit the ground running. First up, quick fire questions. I'm going to ask you some really quick questions. Give me your first response that comes to mind. You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. What is your teacher superpower?
Well, my teacher superpower is I have the gift of encouraging people and saving the day. When the kids don't feel like doing their work, I encourage them. I tell them, you can do it. You want to get good grades. I'm here to help you, and I'm very inspirational. I think it comes from my counseling background.
We need to bottle and sell that. All right, what's the next question? What's the weirdest thing a student ever said to you?
Actually, one of the weirdest things a student ever said to me was today, when okay. I was teaching math. She said, you really don't know how to do this.
What'd you say?
I said, I do.
What do you say? Don't let me confuse you with the facts when you already made up your mind.
Right. Okay. And she said, no, really, do you? And I said, yes, I do. I said, let me show you. I said, you know, because I'm a co-teacher and I teach special ed, I'm going to admit I don't know all of the content, but I know most of the content.
Right.
And I, you know, I specialize in strategy, but I did know how to help her.
Let's go. Come on. All right. What next question? What's your go-to I need a minute song? So when you need a minute to get yourself together or need some encouragement or anything like that, or if you're having a bad day, what song do you kind of like to use to get you back together?
Well, I like Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead, and that's really dating me. So, you know, if you give me a second, I'll think of something current.
No, it don't have to be current. You can have eclectic taste in music. It doesn't matter. That's good.
Okay.
Is that Ain't No? I don't want to say
yeah,
it. I don't want to run the podcast. I'm about to say it. I said, okay, that'll work. Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. If teaching had an Olympic event, what would you win gold in?
Well, let's see. I would win in the sprint because I feel like with teaching, you have to keep hit the ground running and keep going as fast as you can to reach that goal. You have to go the mile, go the distance. You just have to try your best at all times, and you have to get there quickly. With the math curriculum, they move very quickly, and you have to pay attention. You have to assist them. You have to know the standards.
Dope. Very good. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Okay. All right, so now let's kind of get to let's get real. All right. Every educator has that one day. The day when they seriously consider walking away. What was yours?
I want to say recently.
Okay, let me hear.
I have this one math class. I teach middle schoolers. And just recently, you know, they're really something. Like, this boy had a mask on. He was asking me, could he use the bathroom? I'm like, I'm not going to send you out of class looking like that. And then he was telling me, I mean, it wasn't a bad day. It's just a day that made me think, you know, am I really suited for this? But I told the teacher that I work with that I'm so thankful for him because he told me to pick your battles. You know, the kids are you know, lively, rowdy in that class. And he just encouraged me. So I let a lot of things go, like how they always want to look on their phones. We're having a phone policy March 3rd, where the whole district, every kid has to get rid of their phones. So, but you know, I can't leave them. I miss them so much. I really care about those kids. So, but I thought about it.
That you said I left counseling for this.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, and that's the next question then. Like, what keeps you in? And I know that it was a big jump going from counseling to special education, and it comes with paperwork and learning new things and all you're veteran in your career. It's probably tough to go and learn something new. So what keeps you in this even on the hardest days?
Well, certain kids, you know, when they have when they need you to be there, they count on you. When you're out and they say, where were you? you know, or they need to be encouraged. Like certain kids won't read or they don't want to pick their heads up. And then when you encourage them to read, you say the book is good, you can do it, take a page at a time. Just seeing them grow, just seeing them read, seeing them do the things that you want them to do, seeing them get excited about learning, seeing them earn those grades. It's just really happy. It's a happy moment and it just inspires me. It's different from counseling because you actually see the results quickly with education. With counseling, it might take time. It might take a few weeks. It might take a few days. You might not really ever find out about how the children utilized your advice. But when you teach, you get immediately rewarded.
So you see a quicker return in investment, is what you're saying.
Right.
Well, that's dope. So I have a question for you. What advice would you give a new teacher on why to stay in the field? Like, you know, our turnover is really rough right now. We have a lot of vacancies. There's a lot going on. But if you could give a new educator one little nugget to kind of encourage them to hang in there, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that every day is like a new day. It's never a dull moment working with kids. It's always exciting, and really the good outweighs the bad. And no matter what school you're in, most schools, the majority of the kids are very well behaved. So if you're looking at behavior as a deterrent, it's only a small group of the kids that, you know, act up, and you can usually encourage them to do the right thing. You know, if you work as a team with the counselors, and it's also new content. It's just always interesting the way the kids absorb the information, and sometimes when they get it wrong or it's misunderstanding, it's kind of funny.
All right, Shelva, anything else? Well, you've been amazing. Thank you for sharing your journey, your wisdom, and surviving your second year in special education?
Yes. And anybody who's a special educator, you're doing a great job with the paperwork.
listen, guess I'm not, I want to tell you, but listen, I told her when that paperwork hit, it's something different.
Yes, it is. You know, I'm a doctoral candidate, and I tell you, special ed paperwork is another doctoral program. So you PhDs out there, unless you're special educators, you have a rival program.
Well, Dr. Chubb, we appreciate you coming in for your time today. All right, folks, this is the wrapping up of Why I Stay. If you're an educator, I hope this reminds you of what you do and why you do it. And if you're thinking of leaving, maybe give it one more day because you got one more kid to reach. Until then, make sure you subscribe and follow us on social media. And next time, join us for another incredible story. Until then, stay strong, stay caffeinated, and stay in the game.